Now we have here another one of these incidents, this miracle of feeding the 5,000, and out of it, why our Lord gives a discourse on the bread of life. That's the method that John uses, and he calls the miracles actually signs. They were given for a purpose, and John records just certain ones. You remember he said many other signs truly did Jesus, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now that's very important verse, those two verses I should say in John 20, 30, and 31, because they actually give the key to the entire gospel here. Now we find him feeding the 5,000, and out of that grows his great discourse on the fact that he is the true bread of God. Now, let's get into this chapter, and at verse 1 of chapter 6, and I'm reading here. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. After these things, what things? Well, the things that were recorded back here in the 5th chapter, these are the things that he had left Jerusalem. He had come up apparently on the east side of the Jordan River. Now he crosses over the Sea of Galilee, and he comes to the north section, apparently. And this took place, about 6 months to a year after chapter 5. It was about 1 year before his crucifixion, by the way. And the way that this is dated is these feasts that John mentions. And as we said, John ties the gospel down to a calendar and to the geography, to a map, so that the one who came out of heaven's glory and the Word was made flesh and pitched his tent here among us, and he just happened to walk by the Sea of Galilee, and he went to Cana, and he went to Nazareth, he went to Capernaum, Bethsaida, and Jerusalem, and to Decapolis, and so on. And so we read here, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And verse 4 says, then the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. Now apparently, he had been back in that land, that is Galilee, because he'd been down in Jerusalem. We saw in chapter 5, he'd gone in the sheep gate. Now we have here this time lapse, and after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Now we read, and a great multitude was following him. You notice the change that I'm making in the tense of the verb. And a great multitude was following him, because they were seeing his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Now this great multitude actually didn't believe in him in a saving way. They didn't trust him. What they were interested in, they were interested in his miracles, and they wanted to make him king there. You remember why? Because he was filling their tummies, and he won't become king of your tummy. He is the King and the Lord of our lives, our hearts. And so, as John had said at the very beginning in chapter 2, he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And he didn't commit himself to that crowd back there at Jerusalem, and he's not even about to commit himself to this crowd that is gathering around now because they see the miracles that he did.